Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. I want the joy of the Lord to be your strength. The reading comes from the prophet Nehemiah, and he writes, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Don't mourn or weep," because the people were weeping when they heard the words of the law. And he said, "Don't be grieved, for the joy of the Lord must be your strength." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We're all familiar with the concept of happiness. For example, in the United States, the Declaration of Independence, we hear, we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So happiness is a right. The pursuit of happiness is a right that every one of us has, and we all crave happiness. We're very familiar with the bars. They have happy hours and happy Thanksgiving. We wish people happy birthday, Merry Christmas. And McDonald's even has a happy meal. And Disneyland is supposed to be the happiest place on earth. So what they're doing, what these phrases are doing, is equating happiness with eating or going to Disneyland or having a birthday. Happiness happening. But happiness is more than the happenings of our life. And people have demonstrated that. For example, some of the people that have had the most have not been the happiest. I think about Elvis Presley, great singer, perhaps the king, one of the greatest singers ever, if not the greatest singer. You know that he struggled with drugs and he died an untimely death. Michael Jackson, same thing. Had it all, popularity, great musician, great singer, wasn't totally happy inside. I think about the golfer Tiger Woods. I love to watch him. He's a tremendous golfer. Obviously not happy. Committed adultery, went through that tremendous turmoil in his life. Sometimes the more that you have, the less happy that you are. And the point that I'm trying to make is it's not all the happenings in your life that can bring you happiness. We've all heard that saying that, you know, it's not money that brings happiness. Money certainly helps you to do things, but doesn't necessarily equate to happiness. Now, I'm not saying that if you don't have money or if you have a lot of money that you won't be happy, because you can be happy. It's an attitude, but it's not necessarily connected to the happenings in your life. And this came home to me one time when I was on a cruise ship. I was a chaplain on a cruise ship, and chaplain to Alaska. And I mean, I love nature. And we went to Alaska and it was beautiful. There were whales and porpoises and eagles flying and glaciers, and I took an airplane ride and all these different wonderful things. All I had to do once a day is preside at Mass, and I had full guest status, had a wonderful time. It was one of the most beautiful experiences of my life. Well, one day after I had presided at Mass, I went back to my room, just had a little room. You know, on the cruise ships, you don't have a big room. And I'm the chaplain on board, the Catholic priest on board this cruise ship to Alaska. All of a sudden, I go back to my room and I hear knock at my door, and I open the door, and in barges this man. He didn't even look at me, and this is what he said. He said, "I know you're the priest," and this is what he was doing. He's going back and forth. He goes, "I know you're the priest on board. I've seen you." And he said, "I'm not going to confession here. This isn't a confession. And I don't want to really go to confession, but I have to tell you this. I am in the midst of an adulterous relationship, and it's tearing me up, and it's really hurting me deep inside." Then he finally looked at me and he said, "Father, you don't know how lucky you are." And you could see the pain and the turmoil that he was going through. And then all of a sudden, I wanted to have him sit down and we could talk about it a little bit. All of a sudden, he just said, "That's all I wanted to say." Went out, door slammed, never saw him again on the cruise. If ever you should be happy, it would have been on this cruise to Alaska. As I said, whales and porpoises and eagles and the best food, great entertainment. You're on a cruise ship. And here was this man, racked with torment, racked with guilt, racked with shame. He was all upset inside. See, somewhere down the line, he overstepped the boundaries. He committed adultery. He looked into his heart and he decided that he wasn't happy. He thought he could find happiness in another woman. The reason why we were given the Ten Commandments, by the way, and one of them is thou shalt not commit adultery, isn't so that God will put limits on our life. God's not trying to control us. He's not trying to put boundaries on our life. He gave us those commandments to make us happy. You see, it's kind of like going through a minefield in life. And one of the mines is adultery. And if you step on that mine, it's going to blow up. Every time you commit adultery, every situation, any person, nobody's exempt from this, you will get burnt. You will get hurt. And it will blow up in your face. That's why God gives us that commandment, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. Honor your parents. Love the Lord your God. You know, all these commandments are given to us to make us happy, not to impose limits upon us. So if you follow the commandments, really, you ought to be happy. So here's this man racked with misery, racked with torment, in the midst of a place where he should have been happy. And that taught me such a valuable lesson. It taught me that, Cedric, you know, first of all, the way that I'm going with priesthood is the correct way for me. And to avoid all the pitfalls, avoid all the minefields, and it's not necessarily the happenings of your life that make you happy. It's not when you have the best car, or the biggest TV, or the happy meal, or a happy hour, or going to Disneyland, or going on vacation. You can go on a vacation and be miserable. See, happiness is an attitude. So I want to tell you that in my own life, ironically, it was my own search for happiness that brought me to God. See, within us, we all have this inner homing device that leads us back to God. I talk about it in another program as being a hunger, a thirst. Well, part of that hunger and thirst, and we all have it, is the pursuit of happiness. Our founding fathers, our founding ancestors had it correct. We all have a right to happiness. Deep within our hearts, we're all searching for happiness. And it was my search for happiness that led me to God. Because I was pursuing happiness and happenings, and I wasn't finding it. In dating and partying and drugs and alcohol and all those different things. And it just wasn't doing it for me. And I would say, be honest with yourself. Look at your heart. Are you happy? Because happiness, and if you're honest about it, will lead you to truth, the pursuit of happiness. And when are we going to learn that it's not all the attractions, it's not all the addictions, it's not all the stuff of life that really, truthfully lead to inner happiness, but rather it's God. So I remember I was waking up in the morning, and I would get up out of bed, and I remember I heard a voice. It was the voice of my conscience. Remember what I just told you. Let your conscience be your guide. Be honest, rigorously honest with yourself. Are you happy? And what I was hearing in my own heart was, Cedric, you're not happy. And I was thinking to myself, well, I'm doing everything that the culture tells me to do to be happy. I'm dating, I'm partying, I've got a car, I've got a job, I'm going to school, I've got all this stuff. But deep within, I wasn't happy. Well, again, ironically, it was that emptiness inside. And I listened to my voice early in the morning, the voice of my conscience. That's the only time I could hear it, because once I got going with the day, I lost the sense of that voice. And I'm praying that I'll be the voice of your conscience today. And I listened to that voice, and I began to pursue happiness. Remember now, we have the right to pursue happiness. And I believe the true pursuit of happiness is searching for God. Be on a search for God. I believe that that's why you're watching this program right now, because you want God more deeply in your life, and you want to be happier than you ever have before. Just to let you know, I wrote a book called You Can Be Happy. And I really think that this book will help you. I put a pink cover on the book. Have you ever heard the expression, you're in the pink? If somebody's in the pink, they're happy. And I put a pink cover because you can be happy. When I talk about happiness, I want you to know that you won't be the life of the party. You won't always be laughing all the time if you're happy. But within, you'll have a calm delight. You'll have well-being. You'll have serenity. You'll have something that no happening can give you. See, happiness, true joy, true happiness, the joy of the Lord is your strength, isn't dependent on circumstances. For example, Paul the Apostle was in prison with Silas, and in the middle of the night he was singing. He was in prison, and the prisons there were horrible. There were sewer holes, and he was singing in the midst of that prison, and the jail shook, and he was freed from jail. I call it jailhouse rock. And he was singing in the midst of prison. Those of you who are watching, you are in prison right now. You can have joy in prison. It's not your circumstances that determine your happiness. It is your attitude, and it is your relationship with God. It's not the stuff without, it's the stuff within that really determine happiness. And this is what I learned, because once I came into a relationship with God, finally, I pursued happiness. And I pursued happiness by praying, by coming to the scriptures, by reading. And once I came to God, there was this new delight within. Again, I'm not the life of the party. I'm not always running around happy, you know, in terms of laughing all the time. But this serenity, this calm delight came upon me that I never knew before. Drinking didn't bring it, drugs didn't bring it, girls didn't bring it, partying didn't bring it, having a degree in college didn't bring it, money didn't bring it. The only thing that brought that serenity and that happiness was God. And that's what we just had in that reading. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. And what is the joy of the Lord? The joy of the Lord is knowing that you're loved by God. That's what we're all seeking, to know that in the essence, the core of our being, we are loved. And I just wrote a book called You Are Loved, and I know it'll touch you. Please get it. You are loved. And then the joy of the Lord is knowing that you're loved, and the joy of the Lord is coming to know God in a personal way. The joy of the Lord is knowing that you're on the way to heaven. The joy of the Lord is having meaning and purpose in your life. And the joy of the Lord is having a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Oh, I never knew any of this before. And this is something that no circumstance can give you and no circumstance can take away from you. It's within. The kingdom of God is within, Jesus said. And so happiness and joy is our right. The pursuit of it is our right, and it's not dependent on things. When are we going to learn that? I remember one time when I was struggling and not really sure where joy was, I was watching a Billy Graham program. I was searching the pursuit of happiness. And there was a woman on that program. It was right before Dr. Graham preached. And she had the best smile and the whitest teeth. And she was talking about a personal relationship with Jesus. And you could see the joy radiating from her. And I was like, that's what I want. You see, joy is attractive. There's so many people claim to be a Christian. They claim to follow Jesus, and they just don't have joy. Our present Holy Father, Pope Francis, wrote an apostolic exhortation, and that's a teaching that he gave. It's called The Joy of the Gospel. Listen to what he said. He said, there are too many sourpusses in the church. And then he said, too many people are living like there's a Lent without Easter. And then he said, if you want to be an evangelizer, you've got to look like you just didn't come home from a funeral. And I love what Pope Francis has said, because he's saying that, you know what, if you want to share the good news, be happy. Show people that you have joy, that God has brought happiness to your life. And it's so true, because so many people that are religious, they're not attractive because they don't seem to have any happiness deep within. They look like they have Lent but no Easter. They look like they're just coming home from a funeral. And it was St. Teresa that said, Lord, deliver us from sour-faced saints. So the joy of the Lord can be our strength. And if you want to be a witness, I always tell people, you know, don't beat people over the head with the Bible. Don't yell at people. Don't force people. Show your children that you're happy. Get in touch with your joy. Smile at people. That's what they need more than anything else. You know, to me, I know that a person has the goods, not so much by what they say, or not even by their actions, but are they happy? Are they happy deep within? Not putting on a front. Do they have that inner serenity, that calm joy that can only come from God? So as I said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And how can we be happy? First of all, happiness only comes from your search from God. It's God alone, that our hearts are made for God. It's the joy of the Lord is our strength. And as I said, the joy of the Lord doesn't mean that you will be the life of the party, but you will have this inner tranquility and this inner serenity that no circumstance can give and no circumstance can take away. I love what Paul the Apostle said. He said this in Philippians. Now remember, he's writing a letter to the Philippian community, and he's in prison. And this is what he said. He said, I have learned the secret of being content. Content is kind of another word for happiness. It's when you're tranquil. It's when you're not empty. You're content instead of being discontent. He said, I've learned the secret of being content. Get this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's in prison. And he's saying, I've learned the secret of contentment. Even in the midst of prison, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oftentimes, people take that out of context and they think, I can write a book through Christ who strengthens me. I can help people through Christ who strengthens me. I can achieve my destiny through Christ who strengthens me. Well, that's true. But here in this context, what he was saying is, Jesus, his joy, his strength, the inner happiness, will give you contentment in any situation, any circumstances. And he learned this. He said, I've learned the secret, and it is a secret. He said, I know how to abase, and I know how to abound. And it's just like that is for me as a missionary on the road. Sometimes, you know, when I travel, I'll go to New York or Florida or different places. I go into a rectory that has like the best room and a TV, big bathroom. It's very quiet. It's not near the road. I have a great bed, you know, computer access and everything. I abound. Other times I go, it's a noisy place. It's very small. The food's not good. The bed's hard. I barely have anything. And I abase. And I've learned the secret of contentment, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's an inner strength, an inner power, an inner joy to handle whatever circumstance comes your way. Circumstances don't necessarily give you this. God gives this to you. Remember, the joy of the Lord will be your strength. I learned a lot about contentment from my own dad. My dad was a carpenter, and I bear his name, Cedric Jr. And it's interesting, my dad had this van. It was an old Dodge van. My dad was a very successful carpenter. He was a great with his hands. He'd handyman, you know, built houses and garages and breezeways and all these different things. He was a craftsman is what I'm trying to say. So, you know, he made pretty good money. He was self-employed. But he had this old van, this old Dodge van, you know, he put all his tools and everything in it. And one day I went up to him and I said, Dad, I go, you make pretty good money. Why do you have this old van? This thing is a piece of junk. Why don't you get something new? Why don't you get something that's really good? And he said, I'm happy with what I have. Why get something new? I'm happy with this. It serves the purpose. And I thought about it, and you know, he's right. You don't necessarily have to have a Mercedes-Benz to be happy. You don't have to have the biggest TV, HD plasma TV to be happy. You don't have to have the best sounding stereo to be happy. And that really is the genius of poverty. I have professed a vow of poverty. That means that I don't own anything. And I share things in common. We're here in this chapel here in Houston. I live with 8 other people, 8 priests. We share everything. We have meals together. We share our cars together. We share our living arrangements together. I never thought I could do anything like this. I was brought up in the me generation. You have to have the best of everything, the best girlfriend, the best looking girlfriend, the best car, the best TV, the best of everything. And I found out that enough was never enough. That no matter what I had, I always had to have more. And that I learned that the secret of contentment is simplicity. Simplicity. Simplicity leads to contentment. Remember that song by the Rolling Stones, "I Can't Get No Satisfaction"? That's exactly how I used to feel. It seemed like the more I was trying to get, the less I had inside. But simplicity leads to contentment, and greed leads to need. So look within. Are you just grasping for things? The stuff of this world isn't going to do it for you. My dad taught me a big lesson about contentment. Paul the Apostle taught me a big lesson about contentment. Now, I'm not monetarily poor. I have food. I have a car that I can drive. I live in a place. So I live a pretty good lifestyle, but I don't own anything. And I share everything in common. And I think that's one of the secrets to happiness. You can be content. You don't have to have everything to be happy. Strive for simplicity. Your true happiness lies within, in a relationship with God. I remember one time I was preaching in Massachusetts, and I was in Cape Cod. That's the place where, when I was preaching, that's the place where Carolyn Kennedy was married. And I was in that church, and I met the Kennedys. It was Eunice Shriver, her husband Sergeant Shriver. They invited me to their compound, to the Kennedy compound. And they wanted me to give the book, God's Not Boring. I wrote a book for young people, for teenagers, God's Not Boring. They had all kinds of teenagers in the family. They wanted me to share that book with them, which I did. I brought them over. And I met Eunice Shriver and Sergeant Shriver. I met Maria Shriver, Arnold Schwarzenegger, all these different Kennedy clan people there. And I got to know them a little bit, and it was really wonderful. I grew up in Massachusetts. They were kind of like our royalty. And while I was there, I noticed that they had a wonderful joy. Maria Shriver in particular came over and talked with me. And, you know, here's this famous person, well-known. And she sat there and listened to me as I shared about my life and about being on TV and about preaching and about writing and trying to reach out to people. Now, these are people who give. The Kennedys have given to people, Special Olympics, Big Brother. Remember JFK, that was Eunice Shriver's brother, said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. They're used to giving to people, and they had a wonderful happiness about them. And that's exactly what I have found is one of the secrets to happiness. And I share it a lot in my book, You Can Be Happy, all kinds of different ways to be happy, primarily God, contentment, not through stuff, but by inner contentment, and then by reaching out to people. You know what makes me the happiest? Certainly my relationship with God, but producing for TV, writing books, going out and preaching, hearing confessions, counseling. I really believe that you cannot be happy if you're selfish and if you're closed in on yourself. It's in giving that we receive, and it's in reaching out that we become happy. So look deep within your heart. Be honest with yourself. The pursuit of happiness is your right, but pursue it correctly. Most people pursue it by looking at the stuff, happenings, and thinking that they're going to be happy. Well, the song by the Rolling Stones is absolutely correct. I can't get no satisfaction. But yes, you can get satisfaction by looking within. It's God who brings happiness, a relationship with God, true happiness, and let your happiness meter deep within be your guide like it was me. And then find contentment, not through stuff per se, but through simplicity. You can be content. That's what John the Baptist told the soldiers. Be content with what you have. And then, of course, be a giver. Be a giver. Be generous. Help people. And you will find happiness that overflows in your life. So you can be happy. And I pray that your search for happiness, which is your right, will lead you to a deep relationship with the living God and a calm delight that no circumstance can give and no circumstance can take away. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizzegna. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.